Well, hey there, Eco Heroes. Welcome to another episode of Eco Chat. I'm super delighted to have you join me here today. And I'm even more excited to bring one of my very good friends into the studio, so to speak, and chat with you today about raising healthy kids. Now, Jessica Donovan is a naturopath and she's a mum too. And she's got heaps of super practical, awesome tips to help you out when it comes to raising kids in the modern world. So in this episode, Jess and I catch up and we chat about some simple steps that parents and carers can take to raise healthy kids. And the reason I'm so excited about this episode, well, I'm going to cut to the chase, is that Jess and I have decided to collaborate because we see that two of our programs go perfectly well together. And we were kind of looking at launching at the same time. So we said, hey, Jess, let's just get together on this and offer an amazing deal for our followers. I'm talking my Home Detox Bootcamp and Jess's Natural Super Kids program. These programs go together so well. Basically, with Jess's Natural Super Kids, you learn everything you need to know and get the support to raise healthy kids in the modern world. And with my Home Detox Bootcamp, you get all the tips and recipes and tricks plus the support to create a healthy, toxin-free home to enable you to raise healthy, happy kids in the modern world. So tune into this episode, listen for an amazing special that we've never ever run before, and at this stage we're not going to run again. It is a one-off deal where basically you can get two for the price of one and get these amazing programs. So without any more chat from me, let's dive in. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Donovan's a mama of two. She's a naturopath, a holistic health expert who helps families thrive. And she's actually been on this podcast before. If you head back to episode number 38, you can tune in and listen all Jess's fantastic advice on how to fuel your kids for a toxin-free life. Now, obviously, Jess is passionate about educating parents on nourishing their children with real food, helping to boost their health and heal naturally. And Jess combines her extensive naturopathic knowledge with a realistic, empathetic, inspiring and down-to-earth approach to empower women to look after themselves and take charge of the well-being of their families. And that's why we just get along so well. We're just on the same page on all of this. And it's just so fantastic to have Jess on the podcast on Eco Chat today. So welcome, Jess.
Hi, Laura. Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, it's great to have you back. And this time you're back in home. Last time we were chatting, you were in a caravan in the, I think up in the top end or something.
I think I was, yes. No, I'm in my office back in back near Adelaide now.
Yeah. Come back down to reality with us.
Yes, I certainly did. It's been, you know, it's nice to be home, you know, some of those little home comforts that we appreciate so much more when we've been away for a while.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know Jess has spent all of last year traveling around Australia in a caravan with her husband and her two kids, and just blogging along the way and still running some of your e-courses, your Natural Super Kids and Delicious Wellbeing on the road. So still transforming everyone's health while you're traveling around Australia. It's fantastic to watch.
Yeah, thank you. It's amazing what technology allows us to do these days. And yeah, we just had the most incredible time. It was amazing.
Yeah, cool. Alrighty, so today I'm really interested to just, I just really want our listeners today to meet you and get to know you a little bit better, because you're one of my best buddies in the online space and in the health and wellness space as well. So really just tell us about you and how you came to be so passionate about, especially about raising healthy and happy kids.
Yeah, okay, gosh, where do I start? Well, I decided I wanted to be a naturopath fairly early on. Like, I was one of the youngest in my class when I studied to be a naturopath, and I was just always interested in doing something relating to health. You know, I was really interested in nutrition. I was really interested in how the body worked, and so naturopathy just seemed a really good fit for me. So I graduated from as a naturopath in the year 2000, mm-hmm. and then I decided that I wanted to go traveling, and I was really lucky to get some great work experience as a naturopath overseas. I worked with some more experienced naturopaths in a clinic in London, where I learned loads, and I worked in day spas in Canada while I was, you know, snowboarding during the day and massaging in the afternoon. So I had, you know, I got to sort of blend the getting, you know, the travel and also furthering my career while I was traveling. So that was amazing. I came home and, you know, one thing led to another, and I ended up having my first child. And that's really when my interest in kids' health, I guess, stepped up a notch. I'd always liked treating kids in clinic and working with kids in clinic, but I think just becoming a mother myself made me realize, you know, just how precious they were, and also obviously made me look into, research different areas when it came to my kids' health. And then when I went back into clinic, once I was a mum, I just started attracting lots of mums and kids into my clinic. So I became, that kind of became the area that I worked in, I guess, a little bit accidentally, really. Mm. And then it was about, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, I decided I wanted to expand my reach. So I decided to start an online business, which was Energetic Mama, which I still run now. And it started with a real focus on mum's health. And I was working with lots of women on hormones and adrenal fatigue and stress management and all those things that kind of tend to go out of balance when you become a mum. And just from communicating with my audience, I found out that they really wanted more resources in kids' health. And this was something that I was doing a lot in clinic, helping lots of kids with eczema and allergies and gut issues and immune problems, constant infections, that sort of thing. So I started just, you know, creating more content, blogging around in that area, and it was really popular. So I launched my Natural Super Kids course, and that's really the way that I'm heading down now is the kids' health, because it seems to be really well received. I think it's just, there's not a huge amount of resources on kids' health, well, not as many as there are on women's health. So I think that's part of why it's sort of so popular.
Yeah, and I think it's also because there's so much of a need there, I guess. And we've chatted a fair bit about this offline, but our kids are growing up in a modern world, and they're exposed to more and more toxins now than in any generation previous. And just lifestyle aspects changed. So many of the foods available that people are feeding their kids weren't even around 50 years ago. Yeah. So I'm just really keen to hear you explain, just from a health perspective, just how our kids, what challenges are we facing with our kids at the moment? And why are our kids more susceptible to toxins in our environment? And how some of these issues are manifesting in their bodies and behaviours?
Yeah, so I think that the issues that are really rising in terms of the health challenges that kids are having tends to be more the multifactorial type chronic conditions. So those conditions that we can't really pinpoint one particular cause. But, you know, it's quite clear that, you know, that there's dietary involvement and nutrition involvement, and also toxins in our environment are involved as well. So I'm talking about things like eczema and asthma and allergies, you know, which have just gone through the roof. I think lots of mums listening, you know, can probably relate to the fact that when we were kids, you know, there might have been one or two children in school that had an allergy, but these days, you know, there's one or two or more in every single classroom. So, you know, that those sorts of challenges are really on the rise, and the stats are quite frightening when it comes to those multifactorial kind of conditions in kids. And so when it comes to toxins and chemicals, it's really, you know, these things affect our kids more than they affect us as adults. And that, you know, there's a few different physiological reasons behind that. You know, one of them is that our children's detoxification pathways that happen in the liver are immature. So, you know, they take a while to develop. And so if they're exposed to the same toxin that we're exposed to, even at, you know, a reduced rate, their bodies really struggle to deal with that toxin. So then it affects their health in different ways. And a child's gut is still somewhat leaky. So if we think about our gut as a tube that food passes through, and at the end we sort of eliminate what we don't need and we absorb what we do need, that gut wall that sort of encapsulates the food that's going through should be nice and secure and tight. But again, with kids, it takes a bit of time for their gut health to develop. And so they can have, it can be sort of somewhat leaky, meaning that particles from the food that they've eaten can leak into the bloodstream and you know, be circulating through the body. So it's just, it's these, so the toxins that they're then exposed to are much more likely to end up in their bloodstream affecting their health than they are in an adult. So it's these sorts of things that we need to be sort of mindful when it comes to our kids. And, you know, kids' brains are growing and changing rapidly. So there's more processes going on that can be potentially sort of affected. And that's really where my concern is when it comes to toxins in kids, is the neurodevelopment that's still happening, and the neurobehavioral problems that can come from being exposed to toxins. So things like autism and ADHD and dyslexia, but even sort of slight behavioural issues that our kids are having, you know, could they be linked to toxins and chemicals either in our food or in our environment? It's really hard to say.
Right. So I guess you've still got your clinic down in Adelaide too. So what are some of the main, I know you've mentioned some of them just then with the eczema and the asthma. And I totally relate to what you said. I played netball growing up, and I think there was one girl in our netball club that had the asthma pump, and obviously after a game she sometimes would have an asthma attack, but it was really rare. And it's like we all were lining up to try her pump, you know what?
Yes.
I mean,
like the little, it was a little, novelty. Yeah.
And like, it was a novelty, whereas it's not a novelty anymore. You're so right about that. So yeah, so what are some of these, where do you see the kids' health struggling the most with the children that are coming into your clinic?
Yeah, it's really quite varied. Like one of the big things I see a lot of, and one of the probably the most common questions I get asked is relating to fussy eaters. You know, how do I get my kids to eat more, you know, more healthy foods? You know, as a family, we prepare them, but the kids just aren't interested in them. So that's a big challenge that I have, which that parents have, that I see, which then sort of, you know, leads to different health issues, because then they can become deficient in nutrients. They can have, you know, they can get really unbalanced gut health because they're more, you know, they're more likely to eat the sugary and starchy carby foods. So yeah, that's probably one of the big ones. And also, you know, kids getting sick really often and not bouncing back from sickness very well either. So it's normal for our kids to get sick. You know, their immune systems are still developing. It's normal for them to get colds and other infections. But, you know, there's quite a lot of kids out there that are constantly sick through the winter, or that, you know, they seem to go from one infection to another, you know, ear infections and chest infections. And of course, parents take their kids to the doctor, and the only real answer they have is antibiotics, which can be great in some instances, but, you know, in my opinion, they're way overused these days.
Yeah, totally. And I guess, yeah, they build up that and the super bugs or the, you know, the immunity as well.
Yeah, and I always say, you know, taking antibiotics every time your child gets sick, I think as mums we tend to kind of panic a little bit, like, you know, with things like ear infections or chest infections, you know, that coughs can sound terrible. And I'm not saying antibiotics don't have a place, because they certainly do. But, you know, when antibiotics are our go-to, it kind of trains the immune system that it doesn't need to, you know, it doesn't need to do too much work. There's going to be something coming in to help kill that infection very soon. So it makes the immune system lazy. And I see instances of that all the time in clinic where, you know, they go from one antibiotic course to another antibiotic course and their body just doesn't seem to be able to fight off infections anymore. And the other thing, of course, that antibiotics do is they wipe all that good bacteria out of the gut, which has a really important part to play in both, like, having a strong immune system and having a balanced immune system. And that's really important to prevent those more allergic conditions such as asthma and eczema and food intolerances, that sort of thing.
Yeah, right. So what are some of the simple steps that parents and carers can take to raise healthy kids these days?
Yeah, so I think we've got to look at what we've got control of. I think we've talked about this before, Laura, where it can be overwhelming as parents to think of all of the, you know, the different pieces of the puzzle when it comes to our health, and trying to implement that stuff in the real world, in our busy lives can feel really overwhelming. So, you know, I'm big on nutrition, but I do have a very balanced approach when it comes to nutrition. So I don't think we all necessarily, you know, have to go vegan or have to go paleo or anything like that to improve the health of our kids. And I think that's the trap for lots of parents get caught in, is the fact that it all seems too hard to do these kind of these sort of health programs. So I think looking at some small changes you can make. So one of the big ones for me that I encourage people to think about is increasing the amount of, like, real foods or whole foods that their family is eating. So less foods from packets, which obviously benefits the environment as well, and more foods from nature. And that doesn't mean we have to serve our kids up a green salad every night, because we all know that's probably not going to go down very well. But, you know, getting creative and figuring out some different ways to serve raw vegetables, you know, roasting vegetables. Vegetables need to be, you know, a big focus in kids' diets, and it's not something that they're always very receptive to having. So, you know, like maybe a grated carrot salad with some crunchy pistachios and some sultanas on top might go down well. Or
I've actually made your recipe for that. It's amazing. And with the lemon juice, I think it's got lemon juice, maybe a bit of olive oil as well, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's tasty.
Isn't it so good? And it's so, so simple. And most kids really like it. And I think with salads, it's good to get a bit of crunch from some nuts or some seeds or something like that. And kids tend to like a bit of sweetness. So, you know, a bit of fruit or a little bit of dried fruit in there can really help. And that's why I think that salad is a winner. So more whole foods, you know, eggs are great. Like I mentioned, vegetables and salads, fruits, fish, those sorts of things. We need to sort of think about how to get more of those into our kids' diets. And when it comes to getting kids to eat these sorts of foods, because that's the next part of the puzzle, one part is serving it up, the next part is actually getting kids to eat it. I think it's, you know, one of the big things we need to do more is sit down as a family to eat dinner or to eat a meal. So again, I understand families are busy, you know, mum and dad aren't always home when kids need to eat. So the pattern that I see families fall into is kids eating early and then adults eating later. And I think that really sets up serving kiddie food to the kids and then serving the real food to the adults, which means that kids get a narrower and narrower repertoire of foods that they will accept. So exposure to different foods is really important for kids, and it will really help them to accept new foods over time. Doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen over time. So having like a one meal for the whole family approach is what I recommend as well. So not serving, you know, three different meals to every different family, a different meal to every different family member. So there are a couple of the big things that I would recommend.
Yeah, no, they're great. Thanks for sharing. Now, I'd love you to also tell our listeners today all about Natural Super Kids, your amazing program for helping parents really raise healthy kids.
Yeah, thank you. So Natural Super Kids, I've been running for a few years now, but I've just upgraded everything. So it's very exciting to be launching it into the world in a new way, I guess, this year. So it's a 6-week program, and it's all about inspiring and educating parents how to nourish their kids and boost their kids' health naturally. So we talk a lot about nutrition. We cover the foundation of nutritional principles when it comes to kids. And I really aim to do it in a very simple way. You know, you're not having to weigh food or get a calculator out to figure out, you know, whether your kids are getting enough nutrients. There's a simple formula that I use to make sure that all of the good stuff's getting in. And there's real practical advice and resources in there as well. So, you know, we've got lots of breakfast recipes, we've got ways to pack a healthy lunchbox, we've got dinner, we've got snacks. So lots of recipes, videos of me in the kitchen kind of walking you through different recipes. And then after we've got those sort of foundations, we delve into some of the real essentials for kids' health. So we talk a bit about toxins and chemicals and how to reduce your kids' exposure to those, and what the benefits of that is. We dive into gut health, the all-important gut health. Anyone that's ever talked to a naturopath knows that we really value good gut health because it affects so many things in the body, including the immune system and mental health and behaviour. So we talk about easy ways to improve your child's gut health and how to determine if their gut health is okay or not as well, which is really important. We talk about immunity, of course, so how to boost and balance the immune system. We also talk about the link between gut health and mental health, so that gut-brain connection, which is a really important consideration when it comes to kids. And we go into a little bit with some guest experts about emotional well-being, communicating with kids, technology for kids, sensory issues when it comes to feeding kids with sensory issues. So it's a really, you know, it's a real all-rounder program when it comes to kids' health. And we also have a beautiful Facebook community where you can ask questions and get support from other mums that are doing the program or have done the program in the past, because it is lifetime access that I give to all the materials in the program.
Yeah, and it is a fantastic program. I did it 3 years ago, I think now, when Christopher, my youngest, was still a baby. So I think he was almost one. No, he would have been one then. And we'd had a run of ear infection. So it wasn't the happiest time in our household. But yeah, definitely I learned a lot in the program, and it really, really helped helped us in supporting our kids to become more healthier and happier as well. It's a great little program. And lifetime access is just so, I find, and obviously with my home detox bootcamp as well, that lifetime access just means that people can come back in and retouch over the materials, learn something new, or go back and find those recipes that they didn't save, you know, the first time round, and really just dive back in when you just need to get back on the wagon again in case life's got a bit busy and you've slipped back a little bit.
Definitely, now,
Yeah, now we do have a very exciting announcement for our listeners on the call today, because Jess and I, we've been friends and we've been collaborating in this online space for quite a few years now. We find that our messages just are so entwined and overlap and just really complementary. And if you have been following this podcast in the last few weeks, you'll know that my home detox bootcamp is also coming up to launch. And in fact, Jess has opened the doors to her Natural Super Kids today, and I've opened the doors to Home Detox Bootcamp today. So for the next 10 days or so, you could buy both programs. But because Jess and I really look at Home Detox Bootcamp and Natural Super Kids as being like, you know, they're like peas and carrots. They go together so well. And we've decided to really collaborate on this and put out, we've never ever done this before. We're not sure if we'll do it again. It's just really because our launches have lined up day for day this time. But if you purchase Home Detox Bootcamp in the next 3 days, so that's basically if you purchase before midday Adelaide time on, that'll be the 2nd of March, Friday, so Friday the 2nd of March. So this podcast goes up on the Tuesday. You've really got 3 days to buy Home Detox Bootcamp. We're basically offering you 2-for-1 deal. So if you're buying Home Detox Bootcamp, you'll get Natural Super Kids. So Jess and I are just combining for a 3-day offer, because they really go together. So you've got my powerhouse of Home Detox Bootcamp to really get on top on the how to remove toxins from your home, to improve your family's health and well-being and the health of our environment. But we've got all that meaty information and resources that Jess has just told us about in Natural Super Kids to really understand how the toxins are impacting our kids' health, but also how to get on top of, you know, fussy eating, getting more vegetables into your kids, some emotional resilience in kids as well. And they really just go so well together. So I'm really excited about this collaboration, Jess.
Oh, so am I, Laura. I think it's going to be a winner, because people get, you know, get access to both of those valuable programs, which, like you said, I love that. It's like peas and carrots. They go so well together. Yeah.
They really do. And like I said, in the past, we've always got Jess's, I'm launching Apple Super Kids, and mine's similar time too. And it's, I want to tell all you listeners about how awesome it is, but it's kind of hard when, you know, I'm trying to get my program out at the same time. So we've decided, let's just not worry about that. Let's offer them both together. It's really buy one, get one free. Yeah. And just for a 3-day period to really, we really want to make that difference in the world. So anyway, I really hope that you take advantage on jumping on board Home Detox Bootcamp and Natural Super Kids. It really is, like I said, you can purchase Home Detox Bootcamp for the next 10 days or so, but it's just really get in before midday on Friday the 2nd of March to take up this amazing offer. And if you are listening to this episode in future or down the track, Jess, I'll throw it back over to you. Where can people find you? Where do you hang out online? So everyone that wants to learn more about you and your work.
Sure. So my main space is Energetic Mama. So it's www.energeticmama.com. That's where I blog, and I have links to my different programs. And then I have my Natural Super Kids program, which is naturalsuperkids.com, where people can find out more about that.
Yep, fabulous. Well, thanks again for coming on the podcast. And, you know, we chat all the time, so there's no question that you'll come on again in future. But thanks so
I
much
would
for,
love to. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on today, sharing your amazing knowledge, and, of course, for doing this amazing bundle with Home Detox Bootcamp and Natural Super Kids.
Yeah, I'm very excited to be supporting, people who have both the programs. I think it's going to be great.
It is going to be amazing. All right. Thanks again, Jess.
Thanks, Laura.
So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed listening to Jess and her awesome tips on how you can raise healthy kids in the modern world. I really hope that you take advantage of this once ever offer to buy Home Detox Bootcamp and get Natural Super Kids for free. Now, if you are listening to this episode in late February 2017, this deal really just goes for 3 days, so you need to snap it up before midday Adelaide time, I believe, on Friday the 3rd of March. So you're going to have to act really, really quickly to get that. Just head on over to homedetoxbootcamp.com. Anyway, that's it for me this week. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I really hope to see you on my Home Detox Bootcamp. Doors are just open for the next 10 days for this year. I'll catch you next time. And as always, do your best and go out there and keep making green mainstream. We need you guys to do that. All right, catch you later. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.